Joining us is senior analyst from Wallet Hub, Jill Gonzalez, to talk about a recent study that was done by Wallet Hub, which found that Indiana apparently is the least safe state in the country when it comes to COVID-19. Jill, thank you for taking some time to join us to talk about this today. What kind of led you guys to this conclusion about Indiana being the least safe state regarding coronavirus?
Well, these are rankings that we've been updating about every 2 weeks or so as new data comes in, essentially across five different metrics. So that's the rate of COVID-19 transmission, positive testing, hospitalizations, deaths, and the share of the eligible population getting vaccinated. And right now, Indiana comes in last or pretty close to last in each one of those five things. So right now it has the third lowest vaccination rate in the country, about two times lower than that with the highest vaccination rate. And then it kind of snowballs from there. It has the third highest positive testing rate in the country, one of the highest transmission rates as well, and the same can be said for death rates.
Okay. And also, when you guys have looked at this over the last couple of weeks, how much has it changed in Indiana? Has Indiana always been kind of near the bottom, or where has it gone as you've looked at that?
Not necessarily. I think Indiana was pretty close to in the middle for a while, but we've seen it kind of get lower and lower. I think not obviously in a vacuum, but as other states do more, or as other states' vaccination rates increase and other things decrease, like positive testing rates or transmission rates, and we see Indiana's stay the same or essentially not really catch up.
Okay, and how much of this, are tied to, I know you guys also mentioned in your study, red states versus blue states. What kind of a trend are you noticing between those two things in terms of states led by Republicans and states led by Democrats?
Yeah, this has also changed, I think, over the course of the pandemic. But right now, blue states are more safe during COVID-19 than red states. Their average rank, at least this week, was about 20th. Red states were at around 32nd.
Okay, so what things can Indiana do? What can Indiana do to improve its overall self? I would imagine that, vaccination rates is where it starts.
Yeah, I would say that's certainly where it starts. Right now, only Mississippi and Wyoming have lower vaccination rates than Indiana. So, increasing that number, everything from people who need to get their first shot to those who need to get their second shot to those who should get boosted, I think all of those numbers across the board would probably show things, especially dealing with transmission and then, of course, hospitalization as well.
Indiana has had no mask mandate for a while. Were you guys able to look in your study and your methodology kind of about each state's policies? Because some states have held on to mask mandates a little bit, and also some have gone to vaccine mandates too. How much of a role did a state's overall policies regarding mandates and vaccines and social distancing or whatever, how much did policies like that factor into your guys' study?
So because those policies are more on a county-to-county or city-to-city basis, and this is a state-level study, we didn't look at those policies to say. But I think the red versus blue states is probably a good proxy for that.
Okay. And on a deeper level, how do you think the federal government can help states maybe increase vaccination rates?
At this point, I'm not sure what more the federal government can do. I think, just within the last year or so, we've obviously seen a big change from the federal government in terms of backing vaccines, in terms of making them more accessible and increasing awareness. So now I really do think it comes down to state leaders and state authorities.
And you guys do this, you said every 2 weeks. Is that just because of kind of the virus seems to be on a 2 week timeline? What was kind of your thought process behind doing this every couple weeks?
More so the data released is on that kind of timeline.
Okay, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so.
Okay, Jill Gonzalez, a Wallet Hub analyst for their recent study ranking Indiana the least safe state for coronavirus. Jill, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Anytime. Have a good one.